When the lights go out, they speak. The vanished, the cursed, the cruel. Their echoes live here. I'm Raven Vale, and you've just crossed the threshold. Welcome to Whispers from the Dark. Black Eyes in the Bayou, Louisiana Vanishings and Fog Walkers. Greetings, fellow seekers of shadow. I am Raven Vale, your guide through the veiled histories and chilling legends that cling to the darkest corners of our world. Tonight, our journey takes us to the simmering, verdant heart of Louisiana, a land where cypress trees drip with Spanish moss, where the air hangs heavy with humidity and the scent of decay and rebirth. Here, in the labyrinthine embrace of the bayou, ancient superstitions intertwine with modern fears, and the very mist seems to hold secrets darker than the murky waters. We speak tonight of black eyes in the bayou. The year was 2015. Two tourists, a young couple from out of state, eager to experience the mystical allure of Louisiana's swampland, vanished without a trace. Their names were Emily and David Vance, and they had rented a small cabin deep within a remote section of the Atchafalaya Basin, a vast, primordial wilderness of waterways and islands. They were avid birdwatchers, drawn by the unique ecosystem, blissfully unaware of the deeper, darker currents that flowed beneath the seemingly tranquil surface. Their disappearance initially sparked a frantic search, a familiar narrative in these sprawling, unforgiving wetlands. Local authorities, accustomed to lost hunters or boating accidents, launched a massive operation. But what they eventually found was anything but familiar. Months later, after hope had all but faded, their bodies were discovered, miles apart, deep in inaccessible reaches of the bayou. The conditions of the remains were horrific, but it was the ritualistic placement of their limbs that sent a shiver through the most hardened investigators. Limbs severed and reattached to the torsos, not haphazardly, but with a deliberate, almost artistic precision, forming unnatural, geometric patterns. It spoke not of animal attack or random violence, but of a chilling intelligence, a macabre purpose that defied all conventional understanding. The crime scene was an unspeakable tableau, hinting at a depravity beyond human comprehension, or perhaps not human at all. This grim discovery was jarring enough, but it was the account from a local hunter that truly twisted the knife of dread. A man named Silas Dubois, a grizzled, lifelong resident of the bayou, was out checking his traps during a particularly thick, unsettling fog that had rolled in from the swamps. Silas knew the bayou like the back of his hand. He understood its sounds, its smells, its deceptive tranquility. But on this morning, the fog was different. It felt heavy, almost oppressive, muffling familiar sounds and creating an eerie, profound silence. As he poled his flat-bottomed boat through a particularly dense patch of mist, the visibility dropped to mere feet. He almost ran into them. Standing silently on a cypress knee, partially obscured by the swirling white, were what appeared to be children, three of them. Their faces were pale, their features indistinct in the swirling vapor. But their eyes were entirely black. Not dilated, not shadowed, but deep, unreflective pools of pure, terrifying blackness, like obsidian shards set into porcelain. They simply watched him, unblinking, unmoving. No sound, no reaction. Silas, a man who had faced down gators and wild boars without flinching, felt an unadulterated terror seize him. Every instinct screamed at him to flee. As he frantically pushed his boat away, his heart hammering against his ribs, he heard it. the unmistakable sound of screams echoing from deeper within the mist, screams that were cut short, abruptly, as if swallowed by the fog itself. He didn't look back. He didn't investigate. He paddled faster than he ever had in his life, and he didn't stop until he reached the safety of his home, where he promptly broke down. A haunted man. When news of the Vance couple's horrifying discovery reached the community, Silas's chilling account, once dismissed as a drunken hallucination or a fever dream, suddenly took on a sinister new weight. It resonated with old, whispered fears that had long permeated the bayou. Fears of the fog walkers. The fog walkers. For generations, this term has been used by locals, particularly the Cajun and Creole communities, to describe something ancient and malevolent that dwells within the deepest, most inaccessible parts of the swamp. They are not ghosts, not typical cryptids. They are said to be humanoid, often described as childlike or gaunt, with those distinctive, terrifyingly black eyes. They are intimately tied to the thick, disorienting mists of the bayou, emerging only when the fog is densest, using it as a cloak and a weapon. They are believed to lure or simply appear to those who stray too deep, too far from the safety of familiar paths. The warnings are clear. When the fog comes, stay inside. Don't answer calls from the mist. And above all, never, ever look into their eyes. The lore of the fog walkers isn't just a simple superstition. It's deeply intertwined with the region's complex history. Louisiana, particularly the bayou, is a melting pot of cultures: French, Spanish, African, indigenous. Each has contributed to a rich tapestry of belief, often including spirits of the land, ancient evils, and cautionary tales born from the dangers of the unforgiving environment. The bayou itself is a character in these stories, a living, breathing entity, both giver and taker of life. The fog walkers could be interpreted as a manifestation of the bayou's inherent, ancient menace, a primal force that predates human settlement. The ritualistic placement of the limbs in the Vance case is a particularly disturbing detail. It points to a level of calculated depravity beyond mere animalistic aggression. If the fog walkers are indeed the culprits, what is their purpose? Is it a macabre form of communication, a warning, or perhaps a twisted alien ritual? Some local spiritualists, interviewed anonymously, suggested it could be a grotesque offering or a form of energetic siphoning, where the terror and the rearranged bodies serve a dark, unseen purpose. It speaks to a cold, clinical malevolence rather than a passionate, human one. Consider the role of the mist itself. In the bayou, fog can descend rapidly, turning familiar landscapes into disorienting labyrinths. It muffles sound, distorts vision, and creates a sense of profound isolation. For the fog walkers, this is not a hindrance. It is their domain. They are said to move with unnatural silence, flowing through the thick vapor, perfectly camouflaged. They might even possess the ability to manipulate the fog, to thicken it, to make it appear where it shouldn't, drawing their victims deeper into their watery, unseen territory. The black eyes are another recurring, chilling detail. In many cultures, the eyes are windows to the soul. Empty black eyes suggest an absence of humanity, an ancient, alien consciousness, or a vessel for something inhuman. This detail is crucial in distinguishing the fog walkers from ordinary children or even typical cryptids. It marks them as fundamentally other, something that belongs to a different, darker order of being. The psychological impact of these disappearances on the community is profound. Police, like the detectives who investigated the Vance case, are left with frustratingly few leads. How do you investigate a phenomenon that leaves no conventional evidence? How do you interview a witness whose only clue is children with black eyes watching from the mist? These cases linger, unsolved, creating an underlying current of fear that surfaces whenever the fog rolls in. Locals warn their children, not with specifics, but with grim injunctions. Don't go near the water when the fog comes. Stay on the path. These are not abstract fears. They are born from generations of understanding that something truly ancient and malevolent lurks in the heart of the bayou. So, what is the truth behind black eyes in the bayou? Is it a cryptid, a unique, undiscovered humanoid species adapted to the swamp, one that operates with unsettling intelligence and a horrifying predilection for ritual? Or is it something far more ethereal, a paranormal entity intrinsically linked to the land itself, perhaps ancient spirits of the bayou made manifest, their eyes reflecting the infinite darkness of the swamp's depths? Some whispers even suggest they are interdimensional beings slipping into our reality through the veil of the mist. The chilling connection between the missing tourists, the ritualistic body placements, and Silas Dubois' terrifying encounter, all under the shroud of the bayou's notorious fog, paints a harrowing picture. It suggests a deliberate, cold, and utterly inhuman force at work, one that understands the subtle art of terror and the profound symbolism of ritual. The bayou, in its timeless, sprawling mystery, continues to guard its deepest secrets. But sometimes, a glimpse emerges, a terrifying whisper from the dark that chills us to the bone. The next time you find yourself near a mist-shrouded wetland, when the silence deepens and the air grows heavy, remember the warning. Be wary of figures in the fog, especially those with eyes that hold no light. For in the ancient, breathing heart of the Louisiana bayou, some things do not merely walk in the mist. Some things are the mist itself. You've been listening to Whispers from the Dark. I am Raven Vale. Until our next journey into the unknown, keep your perception sharp and your gaze fixed upon the shadows. Good night.